And we have Alexis Batchelder here with us. We'll talk with her in a few moments and get to know her a little better. She was back here with us around Valentine's Day of last year, and I'm so glad she's back again. She'll do a few songs. I think you'll recognize a few of them. Here she is, Alexis Batchelder.
City girls seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile. A rich old man, she won't have to worry. She'll dress up all in lace and go in style. Late at night, a big old house gets lonely. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going as she's leaving. She's headed for that cheap side of town. You can't hide your lying eyes, and your smile is a thin disguise. Thought by now you'd drives on through the night anticipating, 'cause it makes him feel the way she used to feel. She rushes to his arms, they fall together. She whispers that it's only for a while. She says that soon she'll be coming back forever. She pulls up and pours herself a strong one and stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night and it's gonna be a long one. She draws the shade and hangs her head to cry. And she wonders how it ever got this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone, she feels just like a fool. My oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully. Ain't it funny how your new life didn't change?
That's Alexis Batchelder at the Saturday Light Brigade. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You really have a unique sound, and I know that it sounds funny just to use the word unique, but there's just a particular lilt to your voice, and you bring some new life to that song,
Thank you.
Or your own style to it. We've met before. You played here about a year ago, but let's make sure everybody knows who you are. How old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 12 years old, and I go to school at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School in Midland.
So you are in seventh grade
now.
Wow. And what's your day like at Lincoln Park? Are you able to really work on music?
Yes, absolutely. The school is amazing, and I'm so glad that I go there. Usually when I go to my choir or my voice lessons, it's more of a general thing because you get more into it in high school. But I do get a lot of personalized vocal training there, and it's really great.
Yeah, and I did not listen to your performance in advance of your coming here from last year, but I imagine you feel like you've developed a lot as an artist.
Absolutely.
In that year.
It's crazy because when I think about how I used to sound a year ago, it's amazing. I don't even really recognize it to be my voice a year ago.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Well, I hope you'll... Maybe we'll have you come back every year, and
yeah,
we'll be able to follow you from
great.
Year to year. It's kind of fun to do something like that. Before I forget, do you want to acknowledge anybody, say hello to anyone who came here with you or anyone who might be listening now or later?
I would just like to thank my previous voice teachers, Heidi Adamczyk and Amy. That's her stage name.
Oh, I know Amy. I think I know Heidi, too.
Yeah. Heidi came with me last year and played piano for me on one song. They're not my vocal coaches anymore, but they still are greatly influenced for me, and they're great mentors. So...
And what part of town do you live in?
I live in Cannonsburg. It's about a 20-minute drive from here.
Down I-79 south.
Yeah.
And then do you, where is the charter school? I'm sorry.
It's in Midland. It's in Beaver County.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to double check. Well, let's hear another song. I think most people knew Lying Eyes. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Time After Time is a really great song with great lyrics. I can't wait to hear how you do it. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about your guitar playing, too.
Right.
Once again, here's Alexis Batchelder.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and I think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase, memories, time after sometimes. You'll picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you've said. You say go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. After my picture fades in darkness, has turned to gray. Watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen. drum beats at a time. If you last, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. You say go slow, I fall behind. The drum beats at a time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, time after time, time after time, time after time.
Alexis Batchelder here at the Saturday Light Brigade. She is 12 and is performing songs that are, I think they're both older than you are. How are you finding these songs or picking them?
Mostly through my mom's suggestion, my dad's suggestion, my older teacher's suggestions. And I also tune into a lot of radio stations that play more of the classics, so... Yeah, that's kind of how I find them.
And they sound great. I was just curious. They suit you very well. Tell me about your guitar playing. It looks like you've got an older Martin. I can't see it fully, tell me about your guitar. And are you working on new guitar skills as well as vocal?
I am. Sometimes I like to work on my finger picking, although I haven't really mastered that yet. But this is kind of my story guitar, as I like to call it, because I got a lot of dents in it, and I play on it. I'm kind of hard on it, but it's probably my favorite. It plays really well, and I feel really comfortable playing it.
Where did you get it?
I got it at Guitar Gallery in McMurray, and that's where I get all of my guitars.
And it was older? Did you get it used, or...?
It's a performing artist series. It wasn't used. I bought it brand new when I was accepted into Linkin Park. So I'm pretty sure that it's not older, maybe within 2013.
Yeah, it looks – I can only see parts of it, but you were saying you play it kind of hard. I mean, you can tell this is your guitar.
Yes.
It's not like you've beaten it up or anything, but it's – yeah, this is yours. You've well used,
yes.
Well used as
Absolutely.
An instrument. Finger picking has got to be hard to pick up.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not the hardest thing in the world, but it takes a lot of practice, and it definitely is a lot harder than just strumming. So I've probably been working on that for the past year and a half. Not as much as I do practicing strumming in my songs, just because that's kind of my main focus right now. But yeah, finger picking, I'm definitely working on it, and I hope to master it soon.
Yeah, well, you sound great. We are probably, I think we don't have time for one more. I wish we had time for lots more. But it's so good to hear you again. Are you playing out anywhere? Do you ever get a chance to do an open stage?
I don't do as many open stages or open mics, but I have been gigging around my town and where I live. I've done some gigs in Lawrenceville, just over here, like south of here, I think. And it's at a place called Hambones. It's a little pub, and it's super cute. And I'm actually playing there tomorrow for a Sunday brunch from 10 to 1, if anyone around that area would like to come. I'm playing with a couple of other really great artists. And I've also played at Walnut Grill in Bridgeville. And most recently, I've played at The Last Call in Cannonsburg. So, yeah.
Now, we actually haven't announced this yet, but our Youth Express service is going to be coordinating all of the activity at the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. This is the first week of May. as part of the Children's Theater Festival taking place there. It's outdoor performances, and I would love to talk with you as we get closer to that, and we can have you play as part of that. It's going to be really, neat. It's like busking, except you won't be busking. It's a paid gig, but you're outside, and I think you'd do really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Playing there, so we'll talk about that.
That would be really fun.
Alexis, thank you for being with us today, and what would you like to close up with?
I'm going to close up with Wicked Game by Chris Isaak.
Ah, it's a great song and a great artist. Alexis Batchelder here is part of our Youth Express segment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
What was on fire, no one could save me but you. It's strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you. No,
Alexis Batchelder, thank you again.